It's the dry bean scene. The dry bean scene is sponsored in part by SRS Commodities and Heads Up Crop Protectants. This week we bring you a crop and harvest update from around the area. First up is Hankinson, North Dakota dry bean farmer Joe Malk. Joe, how's the dry bean crop out your way looking, and have you started harvesting yet?
We started harvesting here 2 weeks ago, I think, and about half done, I guess. I don't know, kind of all over the board. The first ones were kind of average or so there, and then the stuff that we got left is not very good. Actually, that's really short. They're really green. I'm not even sure if we're going to be able to get them. The water and the stuff we got around us just really set them back. So it's just such a hit and miss thing. A guy would have one good field and then a couple tough ones, and yeah, it's just a hit and miss thing. Yep, had too much rock, too much rain, too much water.
Next, we go to Perham, Minnesota, Professional Agronomy Services Crop Consultant Brad Guck. Brad, what are you seeing down your way as far as dry beans, crop condition, and harvest is going?
Harvest is actually progressing quite nicely there. With the dry conditions that we're having, a little bit lower humidity and winds, combines have been able to keep rolling. Yields have been respectable. Most of the dry beans are on irrigated ground. We had pretty good white mold management this year, so we haven't seen a lot of devastating level of white mold to really reduce yields drastically. And we didn't have, we had some blight issues come in kind of late. That didn't affect yield on a really large scale, but did affect some acres a little bit.
How are yields looking here so far?
You know, yields have been respectable, average to above. We had actually a pretty nice growing season on the bean side of things.
This update's brought to you by BASF, the Johnstown Bean Company, and the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. This is the Dry Bean Scene.